USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna officials say they are confident their COVID-19 vaccine will be equally effective against the new variants of the coronavirus that are highly contagious. Much of England has gone into a harsh lockdown because of the new strains. Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC News he's equally as confident.
I am confident. These vaccines that we've developed so far, the two of them, Pfizer and Moderna, are really pretty superb vaccines. And so far, as of right now, I feel pretty confident. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and we still need to study this a bit more carefully, but I'm pretty confident the vaccines will work.
President Trump is slamming Twitter for constantly flagging his tweets. Spending the holidays at his Mar-a-Lago resort, he tweeted yesterday that the social media giant is going wild in what he believes are efforts to suppress his claims of election fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV, with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
President-elect Joe Biden spending his Christmas in Wilmington, Delaware with his wife, Jill Biden. President Trump spending the holiday with his family at his Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach, Florida. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Dallas. He joins Fox News with a Christmas message.
I think this pandemic, the political strife in our country, have highlighted just how broken our world is. And although we can patch it up occasionally, we have no lasting solutions. But God does, and He illustrated that at Bethlehem. You know, somebody said if mankind's greatest need was for education, God would have sent us a teacher. If our greatest need was for money, God would have sent us an economist. But man's greatest need was for forgiveness, and that's why God sent us a Savior.
And a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The NBA season began earlier this week, and Commissioner Adam Silver says his players won't be line jumping in order to receive the coronavirus vaccine.
The NBA says its players won't be jumping the line for a coronavirus vaccine. In a memo obtained by ESPN, the league says it would follow the guidelines from public health officials in vaccinating its players and staff. The league began its season earlier this week with one game already postponed because of positive COVID tests. Commissioner Adam Silver says he knew that was inevitable when playing outside of a bubble. He told ESPN that the league will adjust its protocols as needed.
We'll have all kinds of procedures in place to attempt to assure that our protocols are followed. And, of course, to the extent they aren't, we'll address it. And I think one of the conversations we've been having with our players' associations, we may have to adjust our protocols. And to your point, this is going to be a far different environment than being in a bubble. And there's no doubt, I think, that it's highly likely that there will be cases based on what we're seeing in society around us.
Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau there. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in California has a new owner and billionaire businessman Ron Burkle. Burkle views a 2,700-acre property near Santa Barbara as a land banking opportunity, his spokesman said via email on Thursday. Burkle paid $22 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.